Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as eating, drinking, one's clothing is concerned. In other words, essential items. Also, a person should ensure that we keep it simple, we are happy with little. It shouldn't happen that even in these essentials, and a person goes overboard, as we explained, a person goes overboard as far as his food is concerned, his drink is concerned. Not only is it a ruhani, a spiritual maladies will come up because of excessive eating and excessive luxuries as far as clothing is concerned, but also physical sicknesses come up. Person overeats, then it affects his cholesterol levels, affects his sugar levels, affects his pressure, etc., because he's not considerate of what he eats, of what he diets, his diet he's not careful of. So similarly, like how it affects the internal, these things affect the external. A person wears ultra luxurious clothes, expensive clothes, and when he walks also, he got expensive shoes, expensive watch. And what happens is, there's a sense of pride that comes in a person, that how I'm dressed so well, etc. There's nothing wrong with being neat, etc. But here we're talking about spending extra money and being lavish as far as these things are concerned. Today we'll see the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These hadiths that we are doing at the moment, they'll make more sense if we listen to it with the ear of love. Love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That this is how my Nabi stayed. I should at least have the desire in my heart. I can't stay like that, but at least I can be close to how my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And a person won't complain if the food is a little bit salty, if the food is not prepared on time, if it's not the curry that we wished for, or if something is not right. A person won't complain. He'll look how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived, and he'll be happy with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's hadith, عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال ما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النقي من حين ابتعثه الله تعالى حتى قبضه الله تعالى فقيل له هل كان لكم في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مناخل قال ما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منخلا من حين ابتعثه الله تعالى حتى قبضه الله تعالى فقيل له كيف كنتم تأكلون الشعير غير منخول قال كنا نطحنه وننفخه فيطير ما طار وما بقي ثريناه رواه البخاري. حضرت سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see bread made of fine flour since Allah Ta'ala sent him as a prophet until Allah Ta'ala took his life away. In other words, from the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a Nabi, he never see, forget eating, he didn't even see bread made out of fine flour. This fine flour roti that we have, this bread, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't even see it. In other words, all the, whatever he ate, the bread was made out of very, very coarse, rough flour. Not even flour, we can call it dry wheat or crushed barley. This is what it was, crushed barley. The second part of the hadith explains that how it was and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam ate it. It wasn't such a thing as having fine flour also to make his bread, to eat his roti wood. So this sahabi was asked, Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he was asked, did you have sifts in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sift, what we know that normally you put the flour in and you sift out, the fine comes out and what is rough, what is chaff, that remains on the top. So he asked him, did you have this instrument called a sift where you put the flour in and the fine comes out in the bottom and the rough remains on. Did you have that instrument? That's why the question he was asked, the sahabi was asked, did you have the sift in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see a sift since Allah Ta'ala sent him as a prophet until Allah Ta'ala took his life. In other words, food was not at all the priority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was not his overwhelming concern that what is the quality of the food, what is the refinement of the food. This is nothing. The main thing is the maqsad Allah Ta'ala has sent me with. The work that I have got to do, am I fulfilling the work that Allah Ta'ala has sent me into this world for? So he was asked, how did you eat unsift barley? You know, barley is very coarse, very rough. It's got a lot of chaff in it, a lot of dirt in it. So how did you all eat it like this? How was it possible to eat this barley in this condition? He replied that we used to grind it and blow away the husk. You grind it and from the hand they just go, blow away whatever husk, whatever dirt is there, that husk and the dirt will fly away. So this is what he was saying. He says, we used to grind it and blow away the husk. Whatever remained, we would moisten it and knead it into dough. Whatever remained, we would moisten it, make it into dough. and then that's how we would eat it. There wasn't such a thing as having fine flour, etc. This was the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now and then if we have to eat dry bread, what's there? That bread is still made of a fine flour, but yet it's a little bit dry, so what's there? If the food is one day old, or it's a bit cold, or something is not right, or if it's a little bit less, what is there? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was like this, that he never saw even a sif, this is how he would eat his food, but it never worried him, it never concerned him, he would cry in dua, making shukr to Allah ta'ala, that you have given me so much. This was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya, oh Allah, I'm confessing all the ni'mats upon me. When his home was like this, this was his dua, that I'm confessing every ni'mat that you have sent upon me. May Allah ta'ala also give us the tawfiq, despite having so much, we're always complaining. Let us look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and at least try and emulate it in a small way. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.